This is the Abundance Mercy Podcast. Please open up your hearts to receive from the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. And so, Heavenly Father, we want to bless your name. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you for your mercies that endures forever. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for always being there for us. We say, let your name alone be glorified. And so, Lord, we commit this morning unto your hands as we press forward, O Lord, to listen briefly to your word. We pray, Lord, that you breathe upon us, O God. Please speak through me, O Lord, and bless your people abundantly. So that at the end we shall have every reason to glorify your name. Be thou exalted, O God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4 verse 10. I'm reading from New International Version. For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Demas was a devotee to Apostle Paul. But there came a time that he deserted the man of God and went to a city called Thessalonica. Why? Because he loved the world. There are two key things, according to this scripture, that happens when you love this world. The first thing is that there will be a gradual, depreciation of your focus and attention to the things of God. And the second thing is that there will be a definite departure to the place called Thessalonica. In the spirit realm, Thessalonica, it's a place that totally blanks you out from focusing on divine purpose and destiny. When you love the world, you first of all begin to shift gradually. You begin to give attention to those things that were not meant to be. You begin to give attention to the mundane things, and the eventual result is that you depart to a far country. I pray this morning mind. Any way you have been deserting place and purpose of God, God will restore you in the mighty name of Jesus. James 4 verse 4 says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of this world is an enemy of God. Beloved, when you love the world, you are an enemy of God. There is no way you can do two things at the same time. You can't serve two masters. It's either you are for God or you are for the world. There are many people that say that they can balance. It doesn't work that way. To man, it might seem logical, but to God, it's illogical. It's either you are 100% for God or you are 100% for the world. Remember the story of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy in this scripture, also had experience when he was fully focused on the world. But after his encounter, he was devoted even until death. And that is why he could write to Timothy this morning, giving the account of Demas. What is that factor that limits your potential for God? What is that factor that places you in the range of Demas? Have you also deserted the people of God? Was there a time that God has given you an assignment that you must sort the course of the gospel? Was there a time that God has revealed to you that you must do a particular function in the things of the ministry or in the things that pertains to church? But you have deserted that post. You have deserted that place, that location that God has given to you. These are the antics of Demas. If God is opening your eyes this morning to see where you are falling away, this morning I decree that there shall be a restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the devil has planted in your life that has taken you away from the first love, God will bring you back gloriously in the mighty name of Jesus. Revelation 2 verse 4, he says, nevertheless, I have this against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Have you left your first love? Remember those times when even before you could do a thing, you can't do but pray to God. Have you found prayer to be burden? Beloved, this morning, it is a sign that you have left your first love. But God of all grace shall bring you back this morning if you are willing, in the mighty name of Jesus. The final thing we are going to look at is Thessalonica. Thessalonica was a city that rapidly developed as far back as the second century. It had its own war. It had its own protection. It had its own high social status. Thessalonica can be equated to the top cities like New York, places where everything seems to be rosy. Beloved, after you have deserted those purposes of God, the eventual plan of the devil is to take you to a far country, a city that gives you everything and blindfolds you to the things of God. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5 says, not that we are sufficient of our own self to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Beloved, whenever you limit the sufficiency of God, whatever takes you out of the boundary of the Almighty God is mainly focused on destroying your life. Beloved, your sufficiency is of God. Your sufficiency must not be of Thessalonica. Your sufficiency must not be on the mundane thing. When you go out of the boundary of God, what it means is that you are forming your own boundary. So Demas went to Thessalonica and formed a boundary for himself. What boundary have you formed for yourself, beloved? What is that thing that distracts you, that blocks your ear from hearing the voice of the Spirit? What is that thing that blindfolds you from seeing what God wants you to see? This morning, you are going to cry out to God in a moment, and I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, every spirit of Demas shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, when you go to Thessalonica, you have left place of divine purpose and potential for your life. When you go to Thessalonica, it means you have come under the governance of the powers of darkness. When you go to Thessalonica, it means you now depend on social security. Beloved, God is able to restore you, and restoration shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And so you are going to cry out to God. You are going to say, Father, restore me, O God, in the name of Jesus. I have left my first love. I have left the place of my calling. I have left the place of my purpose. Why not cry out to God and say, Father, restore me, O God. Show me mercy and restore me, in the name of Jesus. Why not cry out, beloved? Cry out. The Lord is able to show you mercy. Just cry out and say, Lord, show me mercy, O God. Forgive me, O Lord. Show me mercy. Forgive me of my ignorance. Restore me this morning. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, what boundaries have you formed for yourself? Have you been limited by social media? Have you been limited by how fat your account is? Have you been limited by how people think you are? This morning, whatever boundary you have formed for yourself in that city of Thessalonica, this morning you are going to break. And so you are going to cry out to God and say, Father, break down every boundary limiting your access to my life, in the name of Jesus. Cry out, beloved, and say, Father, I have no other hope. I might have won the boundary for myself, but today, O Lord, because I have repented and you have shown me mercy, I now cry out that you break down every boundary, known or unknown. Break them down. Destroy them this morning, in the name of Jesus. Destroy them this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I mentioned earlier that when you are in Thessalonica, you come under the governance of the power that is operative in that location. You are going to resist any power that is limiting your star and glory, because God has now restored you. Whatever, you know, pattern of Thessalonica that is still left in you, you are going to cry out to God and say, Father, destroy any pattern of the location I was before. before. Oh Lord, in my life, destroy their pattern in my life. Destroy their pattern in my life and give me divine prosperity in the name of Jesus. Lord, every particle of Thessalonica in my life, in the life of your father, destroy them completely and let our prosperity be found in you. Let our prosperity emerge from you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, you are going to ask for the grace to stay. You are going to ask for the grace to stay so that you don't depart again like they must did. You are going to say, Father, help me to stay with you even when it is unpopular. Help me to stay. Help me to stick with you. Help me to stay. Help me to wait on you. Help me to stick to you in the name of Jesus. Why not tell God and say, Father, the grace to wait upon you. The grace to wait upon you. Let it be rested upon me. Let it be rested upon me. Your word says in Luke 24 verse 49, it says, stay in the city until you are endued with power. Lord, let the dimension of the staying power, let it rest upon me in the name of Jesus. The grace to wait for you, the grace to stick with your purpose, the grace not to depart to Thessalonica, let it rest upon me, O God. Mashu telebe dekedebe. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And so, Heavenly Father, we give you the glory, Lord. Thank you once again for opening our eyes of understanding. Thank you for refreshing us, O God. We say, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, we also thank you for restoring us, O God. Any way we have deserted you, any way we have eventually left for Thessalonica, Father, we pray, O Lord, that even as we have interceded this morning, let there be action, let there be reconciliation, let there be renewal, let there be, O Lord, a measure of your prosperity in our lives, so that at the end we shall give you the praise, Lord. Is there anyone amongst your people that is weak? Is there anyone, oh Lord, that is waiting upon you for a major miracle? I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, receive all your heart desires in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will perfect all that concerns you, and it shall be well with you. Take all the glory, oh God. Is there anyone like Paul that Demas left? Father, I pray for a spirit of encouragement, the strength to go forward, the strength, oh God, to move forward and not be distracted. Let it rest upon such fellow. I pray for ministries. I pray for the church of God. You will continue to soar higher in the name of every pattern of hell against you shall fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory and adoration. Take all the glory. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This was brought to you by the Abundant Mercy Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram. God bless you.